When one of America's most influential black Muslims gives a speech on Sunday, it may help clear up some of the confusion surrounding the organization he founded nearly 30 years ago. W. Dean Mohammed unexpectedly resigned from his position as president of the American Society of Muslims in late August, and the association is at a crossroads as its leaders decide what changes they need to make if the society is to remain a religious force. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Say black Muslims and most people think of the Nation of Islam, and W. Dean Mohammed was the nation's leader for a few years after his father died in 1975. But Mohammed would soon reject the black nationalist tenets of the nation. He would turn to the orthodox Islam of the Sunni Muslims and become an imam.
I bring before you our leader, Imam W. Dean Mohammed.
Unlike the Nation of Islam's Louis Farrakhan, the soft-spoken W. Dean Mohammed is no fiery orator. Supporters say it is his Islamic purity and fervor which has attracted so many to the religion. More than 300 mosques and 1 million African Americans are associated with the American Society of Muslims, or ASM. Shortly after his resignation was announced, Mohammed stepped before a packed ASM convention in Chicago, telling members he hoped he could take some tension out of the air.
We believers, we know our life. We know our life. And we know what is not our life. And we know our religion.
But it was the failure, says Mohammed, of many of the ASM's imams to rigorously study Arabic and to embrace Islamic traditions that frustrated him. Conversely, Mohammed's critics said the ASM president spent too little emphasis on social issues affecting African Americans. Columnist and editor Salim Muwakil studies Islamic groups. He calls the argument a rift that began years ago when the Nation of Islam and Imam Mohammed parted ways.
The traditions of the Nation of Islam as both a social uplift organization or a racial empowerment organization and a religious organization was a tradition that a lot of these leaders couldn't leave behind. That's a tradition he wanted to cut. He wanted to completely sever.
إِنَّ الْنَشِئَاتَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَادُ وَتْعَنْ وَأَقْوَى مُلْكِيلَ.
Now that was hard. It's a lot of connections.
Yes,
real hard.
At a storefront mosque on Chicago's south side, a few people have gathered to read from the Quran. This is practice night, a chance, says Imam Sultan Salahuddin, for members to perfect their recitation rhythm and their Arabic pronunciation.
The knowledge is in the Arabic, and you can't get it unless you study it.
Salahuddin says W.D. Mohammed will always be the leader of African-American Muslims, but he calls the resignation a painful, defining moment.
Call us like your father say, I don't want to be bothered with y'all no more. Yeah, you know, that hurts. But I think the good child or person, what that person tends to do is to take a look at themselves. What is it that I'm not doing that will cause my parents displeasure?
So the resignation, says Salahuddin, is a challenge which should spur black Muslims to take more initiative in promoting Islam as well as improving communities. The first step for some worshippers, though, has been to follow the imam's example. Aisha Mustafa, the editor of the Muslim Journal, says resignation letters from six mosques pledging allegiance to W.D. Mohammed have been published in the weekly Islamic newspaper.
What is not said yet is if these masajids resign from the ASM, where are they going to go?
Those types of questions are only part of the dilemma for the American Society of Muslims as the leaders of those mosques try to define how Orthodox Islam and the lives of black Americans intertwine. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.